we're going to continue on Shin Mem Vav, 346 in the Shulchan Menachem. And this is just a follow-up as we learned yesterday, and we had a great suggestion, I thought, to remember this, that in Parshas Kitzeite, it's Zecher Zecher, and in Beshalach, it's Zecher Zecher. Here, the Rebbe is responding, the person asked, do you do it with five nekudos? That would be Zecher, or you do it with six, that would be Zecher, because two segels make six. It's an interesting way of placing the question. Five nekudos or six nekudos, which means Zecher with the Tzere only has two. And the Rebbe says, well, you must have seen the various different traditions as it's brought down in the book, Ketzos HaShulchan. But here it's interesting, it clarifies, the Rebbe says, I did not get a chance to get the answer from my father-in-law. What does the Rebbe mean, I didn't get a chance? In the previous statement, the previous letter, we actually said over there, I didn't hear an instruction. But in this case, the Rebbe writes more clearly, I didn't get a chance. So in the footnote, they clarify here that when the Rebbe published the Lubavitch Siddur, he had prepared, at the time of the publishing it, he had prepared several of the questions that he had, that he was looking for the Rebbe's answer, the previous Rebbe's answer. And this was one of the questions, to say it's Zecher or Zecher. And so that's what it means. He did not, you know, the previous Rebbe, I guess, passed away, and he didn't get a chance to get the answer from the previous Rebbe. So the Rebbe said, I gave the reasoning over there in the previous, referencing to the previous letter that the Rebbe, that we learned yesterday, that to say in the, again, in the Parshas B'Shalach, which would mean also Purim, because the Purim we learn in B'Shalach would be Zecher, Zecher, and when we read in Parshas Kitzeis and Parshas Zocher, which is the Shabbos, we will do Zecher and Zecher. The Rebbe says, I said the reasoning there, but the Rebbe gives another quote from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Lama Dalet, that just that it's sort of, even though you can fulfill either way, saying Zecher or saying Zecher, it's not going to disqualify your Torah reading. It's not a vowel that makes it makes that much of a difference. But the Rebbe says there's additional, the reason is in order to, it shouldn't look like two separate Torahs. In one shul, they're going to do Zecher. The other one, they're going to do Zecher. So it's going to be, so we do it Zecher, Zecher. I think that, I mean, just thinking about that, I mean, there's a lot of various different nusachs. Everybody does their own nusach. I mean, we don't necessarily encompass. But this apparently has strong traditions, and therefore, in order to encompass them all, to do it both ways.